Welcome. We are at Clinton Central High School, home of the Bulldogs. Welcome you to today's education-based high school boys basketball game. Today it's going to be the Western Panthers, Tipton Blue Devils. Devils and the Panthers are going to go at it. They've already played once this season. Played back on December the 8th, about 3 weeks ago today. Then got the win 70-3. This is a brand new game. Brand new game. We'll mention this internet radio broadcast made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO and Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access. PutMeInSports.com. 6:54 on the pregame clock. Both teams are out on the floor shooting shots at their leisure. Mention a little bit about each school. First, talk about it. Looks like Western Panthers are going to be the home team. We'll talk about the visiting team first, the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment of 454. That's in their Class 2A, Sectional 39. There are seven in their Sectional. Sectional will be played at Tipton High School, in capacity of 3,000. Mention in their Sectional, their present record. We'll talk about that. We'll mention the Blue Devils, their 8-0 on the season, 6-4. Eastern Comets, right around 500. They played a game last night. Didn't get it recorded. Went 7 at Madison Grant, 7-3. Taylor, Wood, also a game recently. Didn't get that recorded. And Eastbrook, the Panthers are 4-5. Mention the principal at Tipton High School is Craig Leach. Athletic director is Corey Fernung. The middle school athletic director is Alex Weddle. Athletic trainer is Bert Emmert. Mission Tipton High School is located at 619 Main Street, in Indiana, 46072. Dialed in at 765-75-7431. The web is TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. Perform in the Hoosier Conference. Their conference presently made up of 9 teams. The East, Hamilton Heights, Western, Northwestern. The West is Twin Lakes, Clinton Central, Central Catholic, Ex Lafayette, and Rensselaer Central. To remind you, the Blue Devils are 8-0 on the season. They're 1-0 the Hoosier Conference East Division. Head coach is Cliff Hawkins. Hawkins, 72 wins, 3 losses. That's at Tipton, working in his 5th season. We're all working in year number 43. 569 wins, 192 losses. It's the next game on the agenda after this tournament. Will be next Friday, January 5th. Tahlequah Braves will be in the house at Tipton. Blue Devils basketball, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Talk a little bit about 4 minutes left here on the pregame. We'll talk about the Western Panthers school administration and whatnot. We'll mention Western High School was founded in 1949. Enrollment 840, publicized 830 in another publication. We'll mention their gym capacity, 2,704. Class 3A, Sectional 22, are 7 in their sectional. They'll play their sectional at Frankfort High School. In their sectional is Western. They're currently 3-6. Twin Lakes, 7-3. That's Lafayette, 5-4. Clinton Central, they're 5-3. North Montgomery, 4-5. Salier Central, 4-6. Frankfort, 4-6. Picking the principal at Western High School, Steve Edwards. Athletic director is Aaron Hyman. The graduate, Western High School. The athletic secretary is Debbie Wilson. Remind you, Western High School is located at 2600 Valley Road South, 600 West, Boucherville, Indiana, 6979. You can dial in by telephone, 765-883-541. The web, you can reach them at whfpanthers.com. They wear the colors black, gray, and white. Also perform in the Hoosier Conference. Also a member of the East Division. Western Panthers, will remind you, there's 3 wins, 6 losses. It's not quite half over. We'll mention they're 1-2 in the East. We'll also mention the head coach is Cameron Bennington. Cameron Bennington, 3-6, working in year number 1, Western. Overall, he's a 12-win, 22-loss coach, working in his second year. Quality gentleman, enough to let us know the starters, their scores bench. We'll also mention this game on the agenda. Western is going to happen on January 2nd. It's 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Western Panthers will be at the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Clock rolling down. Minute 40 left here in the pregame. And we'll mention what's happening tonight. I should say today in the Hoosier Conference boys basketball, Friday, December 29th. Today. We start this evening, it's going to be the Seeger Patriots. They'll travel, do battle with the West Division, Lafayette Red Devils. 7:45, that's right here. Going to be just a little bit behind time. Not much. We'll miss an 11:45 game here at Clinton Central as the Western Panthers and the Shipton Blue Devils. 11 a.m. start. It'll be Benton Central. Benton Central, then the Bison. They're out of the West Division in the Hoosier Conference. And we'll mention Boonville. They'll be going against Boonville Pioneers. Being 11 o'clock start, that'll happen at South Spencer High School. And I'm winding out the lineup for games here on the agenda today in the Hoosier Conference. Crystal House Eagles do battle with the Hamilton Heights Huskies. That'll be an 11 o'clock start. That's way down there in Switzerland County. Not too far to travel if you're a player. We'll also mention Western Panthers, Tipton Blue Devils, members in the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. So they're talking it up right now, public address. So addressing us, he let us know at the scores bench. The anthem has been played, and they're going to go right into the starting lineups. We'll mention starting lineups for the visiting team. Blue Devils start like this, wearing number 3, 6'6" junior, as Grady Carpenter. Wearing number 5, a 6'2" junior, that's Sam Quigley. Wearing number 11, 6'1" senior, Nolan Swan. Wearing number 12, a 6'4" senior, Ryan Tracy. And starting today is number 23, 6' senior, Jackson Money. We'll mention the Blue Devils are led in scoring by Nolan Swan at 19.6 per game. Coach is Cliff Hawkins. Now we'll talk about the Western Panthers. Start like this. Wearing number 1, 5'10" sophomore, Carter Biggs. Wearing number 11, 5'11" junior, Eden Quillen. Wearing number 20, 6'2" senior, Logan Nelson. Wearing number 23, 6'1" junior, Sam Thurston. And wearing number 33, 6'3" junior, Hudson Biggs. The Panthers are led in scoring by Logan Nelson, 17.6 points per game average. Head coach for the Western Panthers, Cameron Bennington. Jumping up center court right now, they're Western Panthers, the home team. They're sending to the center circle, number 20, Logan Nelson. That's 6'2", the senior. And the jump against him for the Blue Devils is going to be number 3. Number 3, Grady Carpenter at 6'6", so a junior. They're checking on the surface right now, not quite ready to tip it off. Might be a contact lens on the surface, maybe not. There's a lot of feet right there. They're looking right there, got a little spot. Actually, it looks to be a piece of laminate that goes over the vinyl. They're in the high school, it's kind of coming loose right there. They're probably going to have to cut it. Maybe they are going to use a pair of scissors, one of the officials. They're going to strip that piece off right then, put it back down. Bet they can. That can happen. That can happen. We'll mention lamination is good over vinyl film, especially if it's printed. So, and the scissors back to the athletic trainer. The Western Panthers, and they're getting ready to jump ball. It's just before 12 o'clock, about 6 and some odd minutes. To tip it off right now, Grady Carpenter stepping up against Logan Nelson. The whistle, there's the tip to the backcourt picked up by Sam Quigley. Across the timeline, he worked at left side in front of the Western bench. He'll work it back out top and a dribble in. Elbow, left side, 2-point shot, rims around, falls in. That's Nolan Swan for two. 7:45, just beginning. Bring the ball up to the front court. That's Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs, I tell you what, last year as a freshman, he lit them up against Tipton over there in their own gym. He'll take a shot, left of, should say right of center, couldn't get it. That was Carter Biggs. Fighting for the rebound right there. It's finally going to be picked up by Tipton. Hit by Tracy. He'll move to the front court. Work it back on baseline. See Carpenter. He'll dish off inside. 2-point bucket. Good. It's Ryan Tracy for two. 4-0 contest. 7:13 on the game clock. Across the timeline with the Bass. Sam Thurston. They'll work it back to Biggs. That's Carter Biggs. Going to the lineup. Hudson Biggs. Where's number 33 at 6'3" and junior. Carter Biggs. I chin, sophomore. Out top, pretty good ball handler. Outside the arc, they're working back pedal dribble right there. Logan Nelson. And Nelson can dribble, he'll put it out top of the circle, moving the basketball around. Carter Hudson Biggs. Back to Carter Biggs, now back to Hudson Biggs. Scores get past, puts it corner. Baseline, gonna be tipped away and tipped to the backcourt. Nolan Swan, nearly a steal. Treed right here by Aiden Quillen. Look at right side. Outside the arc on the dribble between the legs. We're going to basketball there. Logan Nelson. He'll get the ball back from the corner. Corner there. Aiden Quillen. They're working outside the arc. Carter Biggs. He'll pick up the basketball free throw line. And left side to go outside the arc on the dribble. Back out top. Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs going to dribble in. The pain spin move. Pitch off. Back out top. They'll reset the offense with 11. And Quillen. Out top. Hudson Biggs. Going to hand off right here, 23, Thurston. Going to be a steal in the front court of Western. They go the other direction. Swan passes it up ahead. Ryan Tracy couldn't get the layup. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be second chance right here. Blue Devil's going to bring it in right of bucket. Baseline. So we're going to bring it in. Baseline. Pass in Jackson Money back to Nolan Swan. He'll dribble the lane. He'll go to the corner. Sam Quigley. 3-point shot good from the left corner baseline. 7-0 contest. 5:44 on the game clock. They're working in there. Hudson Biggs. It's away by Tracy Stolen by three. Grady Carpenter gets the pass from Tracy. Grady Carpenter off the glass right side. Layup. 5-0 contest. Going to be a 30-second timeout. 30-second timeout. Going to be called by the Western Panthers. They'll work it from right there. Mentioned this game is in part being brought to you by Fritz and Fishers. www.fritzandfishers.com. Fritz and Fishers right here in Noblesville. fritzandnoblesville.com. Quality cars. Used trucks, used cars, SUVs. Mentioned preferred mileage, one owner automobiles. And Fishers, 599 East, your 16th Street, 317-842-2228. Along State Road 32, Westfield, Noblesville area, 17-773-2232. You've got to mention, Fishers is 317-842-2228. Crossing the timeline with the dribble. In the basketball, actually going to, up there in the backcourt, that was Carter Biggs. He'll pass it to the front court. Get down here and in the paint. Back out, 3-point shot in the air, good. And it's a bucket, number 11, Aiden Quillen. Quillen, a 5'11 junior. A three contest. Ball's in the front court. Blue Devils. Sam Quigley on the dribble. Off top of the key right there. Back pedal. Jackson Money. Right there. Grady Carpenter working him closely. Logan Nelson. From behind the arc. Top of the basketball. That's Tracy. I am Tracy. The right side. Back to Tracy. Jackson Money touches the basketball. They go to the corner. 3-point shot. Good. Opposite corner. Well, I should say right corner baseline. That's Sam Quigley. 12-3 contest. To the front court. Side of the arc. Going to bring the ball back around. They'll bring it back to the hands. It's 23, Sam Thurston. They're working through the corner. Point shot. Rims around. Falls in. Western Panther, number 20, Logan Nelson. 3. 12-6 contest. Dribble to the front court. Nolan Swan. Bounce pass. Cross court. Sam Quigley. Quigley back pedal dribble near the corner. Back out, Jackson Money. 15 on the game clock, Sam Quigley going to dribble it back around to square it up. He's going to dribble side the paint to the corner, three-point shot, Jackson Money, rims off, wouldn't go. The other direction, 23, Sam Thurston, try to pass it down low, trying to find either Hudson Biggs or Logan Nelson, goes out of bounds, last touch by the Blue Devils. He brought in. After the bucket on the baseline. Trigger Biggs looking to trigger it in. It will bounce pass, and then it's going to be tipped away. Going back the other direction is Nolan Swan. In the paint, here's a left-handed layup. Two-point basket good for Swan. 14-6 contest. Blue Devils by 8. Dribble to the timeline. Runs pass across the timeline. That was Sam Thurston. Moves the ball around. Carter Biggs. The corner, three-point shot good. That's corner baseline. Credits the three-point shot. Logan Nelson. Eastern Panthers. Team 9 contest. Devils by 5. Across the timeline with the dribble. Grady Carpenter outside the arc. M. Quigley. Shot rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound Western. Credit the board 23. Sam Thurston. Get the ball back. He'll bounce it outside the circle. Hudson Biggs. He'll pick up the basketball. He'll work it back. Point shot in the air. Rims off. Shot taken there by 23. Sam Thurston. Rebound Grady Carpenter. It was to the front court, outside the arc, Jackson Money. Passes off, Ryan Tracy. Passes off again, baseline drive, just outside the paint. Two-point shot good for Sam Quigley. 2:56 on the game clock, first quarter. Second game here today, in Central, Holiday Classic. They'll bounce on the left side, Hudson Biggs. Back out top of the basketball, Carter Biggs will penetrate. He'll work in the paint, he'll go left-handed layup. Little bit of bumping, no foul called. The other direction. See Carpenter on the dribble. He'll pick it up outside the arc. They're working back out. Jackson Money. Left side. Sam Quigley. The corner. Point shot rims off. That's Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy. He gets a three-point shot. Foul's going to be whistled in the backcourt. Foul's going to be whistled. First foul of the ballgame. Nolan Swan. He'll pick up his first. Bring it from the backcourt. Thrown in. Carter Biggs. 2:25 on the game clock. Stationary for just a bit. Work it left side with the basketball to move it back out top. Hudson Biggs. Move it left side on the dribble. That's number 11, Aiden Quillen. Out top on the dribble, 23, Sam Thurston. Work it left side to get it to Carter Biggs. He'll bring it across. He'll reverse it. He'll go left side. Back out top to Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs, left-handed dribble. Work it right side to the basketball. Pick up the ball at 23, Sam Thurston. They go to the corner with it. Back out to Quillen. Back Biggs, the basketball, Hudson Biggs, they'll go baseline drive, cut off, they're going to pass it across the lane there. The pass Carter Biggs is intercepted by Nolan Swan, back the other direction. They'll go off the glass, two-point bucket, in the paint, right side, Ryan Tracy. Team 9 contest, 1:36 left here in the first quarter. The back out top, Hudson Biggs, drive the lane, took a shot off, wouldn't use the glass, got the bucket. Hudson Biggs for 2. Team 11. Bring it to the timeline. Dribble pace. Nolan Swan. Top of the basketball. He'll dribble around. Hand off. Grady Carpenter. They'll go to the corner. Ryan Tracy. Tracy going to bring it back out. 1:08 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball. Ryan Tracy moves it right side beyond the arc. Sam Quigley. Back to Tracy. Now back to Quigley. Take a shot. And go just right of center. Three-point shot back the other direction after the board. Sam Thurston. Top Carter Biggs. The right side, Hudson Biggs. Back out top. They'll move the basketball around. Quick shot right here off the mark. Window shot taken by 23. Sam Thurston. Back the other direction. Eddie Carpenter on the dribble. Pass off. Nolan Swan. He'd be trapped in the corner. He'll pass out of it. Point shot good. Right elbow extended. Grady Carpenter for 3. 21-11. 5 seconds left here in the first quarter. Going to dribble in. Carter Biggs is dribble in. He'll get the bucket. Going to absorb a foul, and he'll shoot. Shoot 1, I do believe. Yep, going to call that a shooting foul. He got the bucket on the layup. Carter Biggs is going to get the bucket, and Hawkins may be questioning whether or not that was an NBA type of foul. Continuance. All that last night in the Pacer game. Out on the way, rimmed around, wouldn't go. So he got the two-point shot to go. Carter Biggs. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. in the distance right there. Guard him full court is 20, Logan Nelson. 12 seconds left here in the first quarter. Jackson Money out top. He'll dribble elbow. Pass it to the corner. He'll bring the ball back out. That's Sam Quigley back to Grady Carpenter. Double team. He'll pass out of it. Quigley for three. Well, shot rims out. He's going to complete the first quarter. Rebound ended up in the hands of 11 and Quillen. The end of one quarter of play. Blue Devils 21, Western Panthers 13. We do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention. The game is also in part brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, 621, real estate agent, real estate broker. If you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear, Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Lisa, list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Text Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, it's 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax, rely on the real estate lady who listens. Rely on experience, rely on knowledge. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, 17-513-4086. So they're going to bring the ball, put it back in play. Could be long alternate possession arrow. Give the ball to Blue. I think that's going to be the Western Panthers going the other direction. Look at the floor, 5-on-5. We're asking for the young men on the surface and are accommodating 8 minutes on the game clock. And I end the ball game during the quarter break for Western. It's going to be number 32, Amari Sutton. Amari Sutton, 6'2", senior. Amari Sutton's going to work there against Ryan Tracy. Then work to the front court. Working the basketball, Carter Biggs. Him loosely is Nolan Swan back out to Amari Sutton. He'll get the ball left side behind the arc. They'll try to get it back inside to Sutton. On the dribble there, it was 20. The basketball, Logan Nelson. Go back around. Amari Sutton going to hand off. Take a shot. 2-point shot just inside. A elbow extended. Trends the bucket. Western Panther, number 20. Then Nelson. As mentioned, Logan Nelson averaging 17.6 contests. I have to mention, I've got 8-game stats of the 9 games for Western, and that's what we'll go by. So work it out top of the basketball team quickly. Go back around and work it down low. Baseline. Corner right there. Grady Carpenter tries a swift pass. Pass across the lane trying to find Ryan Tracy. And it was swift. Goes out of bounds. Going to belong to the Western Panthers. So Amari Sutton going to bring it in. Side court. 83 feet away. So toss it in. Carter Biggs crossing the timeline near the scores bench. The left side of Aiden Quillen. Also in the ballgame for Western is number 4, Grayson Miller. Miller, 5'8", sophomore. Out top of the circle, rims around, and Wooden Joe. Around the Revolution back in the day. Dr. J. Around the Revolution, that was a record. National. So turnaround jumper outside the paint, good. Has the bucket, Jackson Money. Near a steal. Right there, going to be shipped out of bounds. Grady Carpenter trying to intercept the pass from Carter Biggs. Logan Nelson. We're going to bring the ball in right there in front of the Devil bench. And Tracy going to take a breather. Ball game for the Blue Devils. Number 21, Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell, 6'2". He's in at 185. Going to dribble the lane. He had his hook shot, rims around, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Quillen. Rebound secured by Landon Spidell. He'll hand off. Grady Carpenter set the screen. Carpenter going to get a long pass across the lane, and it's picked up right there by Swan, and Swan gets the bucket. The glass, he'll get one shot. Second quarter, going to be the first foul here in the second quarter. Be whistled against Western. Free throw line is Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan on the season, 84%. Swan, 16-19. 3-point play opportunity. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Amari Sutton. He'll hand off Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs on the dribble. to the left side with the basketball, 23, Sam Thurston. Back to big across the timeline on a dribble pace. Cash in right here. He'll find a loose man, and that's Nelson. The pass, half court pass. The corner, front court. Ryan Biggs finds Nelson for two. 25-17, 8-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Outside Argonne dribble in, Jackson Money. Opposite corner. Point shot in the air, good. Sam Quigley, not keeping stats, but I believe that's three here in the first half. 3-point land. 28-17, 11-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Amari Sutton on the dribble. In the back, Carter Big, good little baseline. Get up in the paint, he's kicking back out. 23, Sam Thurston. They go outside the arc, 3-point shot, good. That's number 20, Logan Nelson for three. But 2-inch senior. It's 17 on the game clock. Front court, Nolan Swan on the dribble. Being guarded there by Grayson Miller. We're working back out south and working behind the arc. Get in outside the paint. That lane right there, cutting the lane right there. Powell layup couldn't get it to go. It rimmed out. That was Sam Quigley in the front court on the dribble. Carter Biggs, still working down low, trying to find Amari Sutton. Bit of a swift pass, a little bit out in front. Hand on it, goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to Tipton. So in the ballgame for the Western Panthers, in the ballgame, Hudson Biggs wears number 33. Carter Biggs in there, number 4, Grayson Miller, working the basketball around. Working out top, Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to dribble left side into paint. Kick it back to Grace Carpenter. Got off the mark. Ball's going to be last touched by Landon Spidell. So they're going to bring the ball in. Call a timeout first. Give me a timeout. It's going to be whistled. The second timeout. 39 left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils 28. Panthers 20. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, if you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. Classic car restoration. Give them a call, 317-984-5283. 317-5283. They are located west of Arcadia, 6660 266th Street. See them on Facebook. GM. On Tipton, they're going to bring in Ryan the Bucket on the baseline. Carter Biggs to Hudson Biggs, back to Carter. Back dribble, we're back into Hudson Biggs. He'll back his way down the paint. Parkman Doe, rebound, Jackson Money. 5 on the game clock. From outside the arc. Out on the way, Sam Quigley wouldn't go. Rebound, put back. Grady Carpenter wouldn't go. Got his second rebound, put back for 2. 20 by 13. 3:55 left. First half, we're in the second quarter. On the dribble, Carter Biggs. So we're getting inside Hudson Biggs. Spin move into paint. So, I was trying to draw the charge. No whistle. Back the other direction. Off the glass, Jackson Money. Did good. Credit the assist. Hit 20. Front. 3:35 on the game clock. In the front court, Carter Biggs. To pick up the basketball just inside top of the circle. Side, they're working down low. Hudson Big, top. 3-point shot. That was Logan Nelson. A whistle on the down. Foul on Tipton. 3 left. We're in the second quarter. 35-20. Going through the foul stripe. Shooting foul. 3. Hudson Big for the Western Panthers. Shot, rims out, wouldn't go. Hudson Biggs working on those free throws. just been on there. Starter. That's good. Back end of a two-shot foul is good. Big. 35-21. Blue Devils by 14. To the timeline, he'll pick up the pace. Across the 10-second line, Grady Carpenter. Side behind the arc, Nolan Swan. Couldn't get the three. Direction, loose ball. Going to be a loose ball foul. Whistled. And they're going to whistle this one on Tipton. That's Porter Tipton going to pick up the foul. For having accumulated three fouls. Western Panthers with one. No, by now, we'll mention fouls each quarter. Guy that got fouled, the fifth foul on the stripe, and he'll shoot two. Shot will only be taken after a made two-point shot when a foul occurs. Point play opportunity. We're going to left side behind the arc. Carter Biggs, spin move, and bring it back to the corner. Around back to Carter Biggs. Looking to get rid of it right side behind the arc. Ball is to Aiden Quillen. Back out top, Hudson Biggs. A hand off, Carter Biggs. Put a move on Grady Carpenter. Couldn't get a shot away. It's going to be tipped away on the pass. Comes up with the basketball. Nolan Swan. Ball's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Western. Ball in. Front court. Slightly to see the back court. Jackson Money. Being guarded there by Carter Biggs. So we're going to round the perimeter. Bench Quigley. Back out. They'll give us a... No, what we're going to get him is Logan Nelson. Let's see the backcourt. Grady Carpenter able to retrieve it. For now, Jackson Money crossover dribble. They'll go to the corner, Sam Quigley. And now out top, Nolan Swan. Back to Jackson Money. Left elbow, should say right elbow, extended. Three-point shot, good. 21, Blue Devils in front. Well, they're working behind the arc with the basketball there, Sam Thurston. Side with the basketball, Carter Biggs. The step in, two-point shot in the air, good. 23, Blue Devils. Crossing the sideline with the basketball, 23, Jackson Money. Crossover dribble, this dribble to Payne, we'll work it back out, Sam Tracy, Ryan Tracy. So we're getting Nolan Swan, baseline jumper, rims around, wouldn't go. He's going to be touched by Ryan Tracy. Tracy going to give the ball back to Western. Substitution, first time in the ballgame, is going to be number four, Gavin Hare, 6'2" senior. Put in, ride the bucket to Carter Biggs. Going to walk it to the timeline. Walk it on in, he picked up it. Quick strike, Gavin Hare guarding the basketball. He'll work it left side. Around Sam Thurston, back to Carter Biggs. Biggs on the dribble. Hey, he's working him as Gavin Hare. He's going to go baseline. They're going to be caught for a hand check. Hare trying to prevent the baseline drive. First foul in the ballgame. That's the first foul here in the second quarter. That's the bucket on the baseline. Toss it in. Hudson Big. Guarded there by Jackson Money. They'll work it back out top. Hudson by the lane. Off right corner. And he goes drive baseline. That's Carter Big. Well, Jordan turn around there on the baseline is Dax. Forward, put across the lane to Hudson Biggs. He's in the act of shooting. He'll shoot two. 3 seconds left here in the second quarter. Last time there, got the back end of a two-shot foul. First shot rims off. Wouldn't go. 38-23 by 15. Nolan Swan going to check back into the ballgame. Going to give a breather to Sam Quigley. Falls in, again, gets the back end of a two-shot foul. 24, 14-point advantage, Blue Devils. Mine at a walk pace, Jackson Money. Seconds left. Ryan Tracy now back to Jackson Money. He'll hand off. Point strike, Grady Carpenter back to Money. Three-point opportunity. Back is good. That's Nolan Swan. Fun. Man, shooting 54%. We're going to cross the timeline with the basketball. Hudson Biggs. Go dribble left side, you go off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. 6-for-2. He's 3% 2-point layup. Left, going to dribble right side. Nolan Swan picked up the dribble. Davin Hare back to Nolan from the corner. Wouldn't go. Shot the buzzer. If it goes, it should. It's off the backboard for Biggs. The bucket will go to halftime. Score, Tipton Blue Devils 40. Panthers 26. Appreciate you tuning in. This game is also in part due by Jim Dandy. Restaurants, good food, good friends. Thanks. Restaurant, they strive to please you with each and every visit. First cup of coffee or that first 3-point shot. The restaurant, they put all of their guests first. Which team is leading on the scoreboard? Noblesville Jim Dandy Restaurants, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. Any menu is calling your name. The restaurants Noblesville and Tipton. This afternoon's game, into the afternoon now, start at 11. I will mention Arcadia Industrial Park. Storage. Indoor, outdoor storage. Storage. Investments. Keep them safe. Precious vehicles. Serve your space now. You can call them at 317-74-100. 317-774-100. www.psindiana.com. That's in Industrial Park and Self-Storage. You, and they're located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street, Cadia. We're talking about basketball, we'll mention. You can get coverage. Basketball and county sports can be found the Wednesday printed edition. Fine. St. County Tribune.com. Take on games. Shell Garmin. Oh, that's Garmin on X. As you know, formerly known as Twitter. For Michelle Garmin, you can find out. Search for Tipton County. At online, Tipton County. Well, so mission this game is being brought to you by Put Me In Sports. We thank you for listening. PutMeInSports.com. And we'll also mention, it's got some good music playing right here, a little bit of Jukebox Hero. Lou Graham, the original from Foreigner. We'll mention happening today in this ballgame. We let you know there are 4 games on the agenda. Hoosier Conference Boys Basketball. We'll talk about what's happening. 4 classes, IHSAA. These are the weekly rankings per each of the 4 classes. IHSAA, top 3 teams in each class listed here. These were tabulated on December 19th. We're mentioning Class 1A. Class 1A, that's Greenwood Christian Cougars. They're 6-3. Number 2, that's Lagodi Lions. They're 7-4. Number 3 this week is Evansville Christian Eagles. They're 9-1. In Class 2A, at number 1, it's Wapahani Raiders. They're 9-0 on the season. Number 2 is Brownstown Central Braves. They're 8-2. Number 3 is Tipton Blue Devils. They're currently 8-0. In Class 3A this week, IHSAA poll. We'll mention that number 1, Danville Warriors. They're 9-0. At number 2, it's Brabub, the Jesuit Braves. They're 6-1. At number 3, it's Garen Catholic, Golden Eagles, they're 7-2. This week at Class 4A, start out with a couple in the Hamilton County area. That's number one, Fisher's Tigers, 8 wins, 0 losses. Number two, Westfield Shamrock. As you know, Westfield Shamrock's football season was incredible again. Now, they're 6-0 in basketball. And number three, it's Lawrence North, the Wildcats. Wildcats, 7 wins, 0 losses. And Mr. Eric Montross, gentleman, and a scholar. Played on several NBA teams. Incredible basketball player, above 7 foot. Right there for Lawrence North Wildcats. We ask you pray for him and rest in peace. Our gentleman. And then he'll also mention happening this week, Class 2A, Top 16 Weekly Rankings. Top 16 Weekly Rankings for this week, tabulated on the 19th of December. Associated Press. Associated Press Class 2A is like this. Number one, Wapahani Raiders. 9 wins, 0 losses. They're sectional 40. At number two, Brownstown Central Braves. They're 8 wins, 2 losses. This is tabulated on 19th. We'll also mention sectional 46. At number three, it's Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they're now 8 wins, 0 losses. And they will have their sectional 39 at home. They'll play at Tipton High School. That'll be a neutral setting for many. So that'll be a Class 4A. We'll mention that. It's Class 2A, I should say. And we'll go to Class number 4 in the state of Indiana this week at Fort Wayne Blackhawks. Braves, 5-2. Sectional 37. And number 5 is Southwestern. That's out of Hanover. They are the Rebels. They're 10 wins, 0 losses. Sectional 46. At number 6, Providence Pioneers. 6-1. Sectional 46 also. At number 7, it's Linton Stockton. The Miners, 6-1. Sectional 47. There are a couple from Sectional 47. We'll mention that. Number 8 is Fort Wayne Lures. The Knights are 6-0. Sectional 37. Along with, at number 9, first team listed at number 9, tied at number 9. First one is Manchester Squires, 7-1, sectional 37. At number 9, second team, we'll mention they're tied for 9th, Paoli Rams, 6-1, sectional 47. At number 11, Triton Central Tigers, they're 7-1, sectional 42. At number 12, Park Tudor, the Panthers, are 5-1, sectional 43. At number 13, Westview Warriors, 6-2, their sectional, 35. At number 14, North Judson Blue Jays, 6-1, sectional, 34. At number 15, it's Gary, 21st Century. They are the Cougars. They're 3-4, sectional, 33. And also at sectional 33, winding up the top 16. At number 16, Andrean, 1959ers, 3-3. And then Coach Skinner, football coach, doing a really fine job there at Andrean High School. So we'll also mention this game tonight. Today, I should say, being brought to you in parts by Hope Jewelers, Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. They're next to the Diana Theater. They're located at Hope Jewelers at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by telephone at 765-975-9720. Again, that's 765-975-9720. Hope Jewelers. They're open daily. Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open on Saturday, 9:30 to 2. So we'll mention this game also in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. If you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. Up to 26-foot box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals are hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You'll find Dirk. Dirk will usher you around the facility. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. So they're inbound to basketball. Ultimate possession, they're going to give it to the Blue Devils. Can be tossed in by Sam Quigley. Quigley going to enter the basketball. Nolan Swan slightly in the backcourt. So they'll work the basketball in the front court. Nolan Swan, left side behind the arc. Grady Carpenter, elbow, left side. Jackson Money, he'll dribble. Near the paint, he'll take a shot outside the paint. Near the baseline, couldn't get the shot to go, but he got fouled in the act of shooting. Jackson Money going to shoot two. 12 seconds into the third quarter, 7:48 left. 40-26, Jackson Money. Free throw line, first shot, good. Jackson Money came into the ballgame 94% on the season. We get a second shot. Second shot rims around, wouldn't go. Shot taken. Now 16-18 on the season. 7:43 on the game clock. 41-26. The move to the left side, Carter Biggs. Out top, Aiden Quillen. Work the basketball around, Logan Nelson. Hudson Biggs back to Nelson. He's going to dribble in. Actually going to be working back around, double dribble in the paint there with Sam Thurston. Couldn't get the shot away. Going to give the ball back to Tipton on a double dribble. Going to bounce it in. Nolan Swan. Bring the ball to the timeline at a trot pace. Working against him is Aiden Quillen. So working the left side, Sam Quigley. Quigley on the drill. We're going to get him, Carter Biggs. Nolan Swan, inside the arc, now backpedal. Outside the arc, back outside to move the basketball, Jackson Money. Carter Biggs, guarding Money. We're going to back out, Ryan Tracy. Outside the arc, Sam Quigley. Quigley with the basketball on the dribble. Free throw line shot in on the way, rims out long, would go, Jackson Money. Rebound, Hudson Biggs. He'll dish off, crossing the timeline, Carter Biggs. Pick and roll, quick pick and roll, no pass given from Biggs to Hudson Biggs. Hudson Biggs going to save the basketball near the baseline. They're going to call it out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball back to Tipton. And I don't want to differentiate, but I'm not sure that ball hit the baseline. To the front court, Nolan Swan. Left side with the basketball. Working down low. Brady Carpenter, Jackson Money to the corner. Ryan Tracy, three-point shot. Rims off long. Wouldn't go. Fighting for the rebound, Carter Biggs. Working it right there with Sam Quigley. Quigley's going to be the last to touch it out of bounds above the Blue Devil bench. Ball comes in on the dribble right there. Sam Thurston back to Carter Biggs. Picks up the dribble backwards. Thurston crosses the timeline with a dribble. Logan Nelson, Carter Biggs in the paint. Underhanded floater, wouldn't go. Rebound, Nolan Swan. He'll outlet, cross the timeline now, Grady Carpenter. He'll pass it up ahead and go to the corner with it. Moving the basketball around, going to be tipped out of bounds. Good quick hands there by Western Panther. I believe it was Logan Nelson. Ball's going to be brought in front of the Blue Devil bench. Going to be brought in right there. Grady Carpenter gets off to the backcourt on a bounce. He'll pick it up. Grady Jackson Money. Over to the left side with the basketball behind the arc. Sam Quigley. Quigley back out top. Moves to the right side behind the arc. Jackson Money. He'll dribble one time back outside. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter being guarded right there by Logan Nelson and Carter Biggs. Carpenter trying to pass the ball across the lane there. Might spun off his hand, just a little bit of momentum there and a top spin. That goes out of bounds, going to belong to the Western Panthers. 5:52 left, we're in the third quarter, 41-26. Blue Devils by 15. They're working to the timeline. On the dribble, Aiden Quillen with the basketball. Sam Thurston back to Carter Biggs. They're trying to get a pass to the corner. Nolan Swan trying to save the basketball from going out of bounds. Trying to go off of Aiden Quillen. He crosses it out of bounds. Nearly bumps into a couple onlookers there. And he checks on them, make sure they're okay. They're smiling. So ride the bucket. On the baseline, going to be brought in by Carter Biggs. He'll bounce it in. Logan Nelson working around Aiden Quillen out top. Now Hudson Biggs with the basketball. And handoff right there. Quillen back inside. Hudson Biggs, two-point bucket is good. Biggs for two. 41-28. Blue Devils in front. We're going to do the timeline on the dribble pace. Right there, Nolan Swan working against him. That's Aiden Quillen. Now double team with Carter Biggs. Out top, three-point land. Got it. Jackson Money was open. Took the shot. Three-point bucket good. 44-28. We're going to do the timeline. We're going to bounce pass to Hudson Biggs. Outside to Art Carter Biggs. He'll dribble in. He'll go off high off the glass. Couldn't get the shot to go. Out of there's a rebound, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, per game average. Nolan Swan, 3.9 rebounds per game. We're working down low. We're talking about a reverse layup. Sam Quigley, working back out. Ryan Tracy, now back out. Backpedal dribble. Deep in the front court, Jackson Money. Left side, Sam Quigley. Quigley going to bounce it. Left side, Grady Carpenter. He guarded there by Logan Nelson and Sam Thurston. They dig off. And Jackson Money going to get the assist. They're working right there in the paint. The number 12, Ryan Tracy for two. 46-28. And across the timeline on the dribble. Aiden Quill works it down low. Hudson Biggs. Hudson Biggs shot with a go. Rebound out of there. Grady Carpenter. He'll work the other direction. He'll work at right corner baseline. Shot in the air. Rimmed off. Would go. Short off the mark. Nolan Swan. They're going to call a timeout. They're going to whistle this timeout. That was a left corner baseline. It's going to be a 60-second timeout called on the floor. 4:11 left here in the third quarter. Tipton 46. Western 28. And again, we mentioned, we thank you for tuning in. And we'll let you know this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. It's Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell a myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, their phone number is 765-552-5130. 765-552-5130. That's Runyon Truck Store on the web. I tell you what, you can get him on Twitter, Runyon Truck Store, INK. Inc. INK. He's going to bring the ball in left the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in. Sam Thurston. They'll work it in. Front court. Hudson Biggs. Back to Thurston. Cross the lane. He'll go off the glass. Underhanded English shot off the glass. Two-point bucket for Biggs. I take it back. I see him. Thurston. 4:04 on the game clock. 46-30. Blue Devils by 16. Working the ball in the front court. Jackson Money. Back outside. Sam Quigley. Right side of the basketball, Tracy. They'll work a baseline. Grady Carpenter, he'll dish off. Jackson Money, two-point bucket, and Grady Carpenter with another assist. 3:44 on the game clock. In the front court, the basketball, Aiden Quillen. Back out top deep, moving the basketball to Quillen. They'll go to the corner, Logan Nelson. Three-point shot is good. Nelson for three, 48-33, a 15-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 3:26 left. Third quarter on the dribble in the front court, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan working against him is Aiden Quillen. He worked at left side behind the arc. Ryan Tracy to the corner, Grady Carpenter. Still spin working there against him. His 20, Logan Nelson. Grady Carpenter passed across the lane there and he tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Western Panthers. Back in the ballgame for Western, going to be number 32, Amari Sutton. Number 4, Grayson Miller, taking a breather, is 23, Sam Thurston, and 33, Hudson Biggs. Two-point shot, Blue Devils. Good in the paint, 50-33, crossing timeline on the dribble, is Carter Biggs. 2:54, clock moving, third quarter, stationary dribble, deep in the front court, Carter Biggs, back out top, Amari Sutton. Mari Sutton going to go baseline. The bounce pass to Logan Nelson. He'll go back to Aiden Quillen. Jordan Quillen is Jackson Money. 2:36 on the game clock. Going to drive the lane. Take a shot and it wouldn't go. Aiden Quillen. Tearing out. Rebound Sam Quigley, he'll work it up ahead, and he'll get the assist. Number three, Grady Carpenter, left side of the glass. 52-33. See the front court? Picking up the dribble right there is four, Grayson Miller. Miller, 5'8", sophomore. Out top, Carter Biggs, crossover dribble. Outside the paint, they're going to call an offensive foul off the ball. They're going to whistle this on Western. And they're going to whistle this on 32, Amari Sutton. Amari Sutton, 32, 6'2". He's a senior. Amari Sutton averaging 3.6 boards a game. He's shooting 44% from two-point land. 2-11. Clock moving outside the paint. Two-point shot would go. It's going to be an offensive foul whistled. They're going to whistle this foul on Nolan Swan before his shot. So 52-33, 19-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Ball's going to be brought in backcourt. Brought in by Thurston in the hands. Right here, Carter Biggs outside. Amari Sutton. Where's Sutton going to hand off? Three-point shot in the air. Rims off. Shot taken by Grayson Miller. Back the other direction. Grady Carpenter. To work it up ahead. Ryan Tracy to the corner. Three-point shot wouldn't go for Sam Quigley. Back the other direction. Backing down the board, Grayson Miller. Now Carter Biggs in the front court. Crossover dribble. He'll pick up a screen from Amari Sutton. Carter Biggs going to work it down to Sutton. Sutton's in the paint. They'll go off the glass. Couldn't get it. Guy's on board. Tried again. Couldn't get a second. Third time it nearly went, but he'll be fouled on the third attempt. There in the paint, Amari Sutton is going to shoot two. So 1:34 on the game clock. Amari Sutton at the free throw line. And he'll get a bounce pass from the official. He'll eye it. He'll fly it. First shot is good. Amari Sutton, where's number 32? 77% free throw shooter after eight games. This is game number 10 for Western. Taking a breather is number 12, Ryan Tracy, in the ball game again. Landon Spidell for Tipton. Amari Sutton. Second shot, also good. Mark Sutton got both. 52-35, a 17-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 1:28 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, moved the basketball, Sam Quigley. Picked up the dribble, got it back, got rid of it. Jackson Money. Two-point shot, free throw line, wouldn't go. Rebound, Carter Biggs. Winner to the front court on the dribble, Sam Thurston. Thurston, spin move outside the paint. Trying to get the block shot, got a piece of the hand. Of Jackson Money going to pick up the foul. Jackson Money, 6 feet tall. Carter Thurston listed at 6'1". So a junior, Carter Thurston, and a senior for Jackson Money. First shot good. Got the bucket. Congratulatories on the lane. Logan Nelson, Amari Sutton. Back in the ballgame for the Blue Devils, number 12, Ryan Tracy. Taking a breather is number 5, Sam Quigley. 1:11 left. Third quarter, got both of them. That's Thurston, Sam Thurston for two. 52-37, back to a 15-point advantage. The dribble to the sideline, Grady Carpenter. Out top, Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy out top of the circle, Jackson Money. He goes to the corner, face sign, he'll dribble in. That was Ryan Tracy. Back out top on the dribble, back pedal dribble, Jackson Money. Working again, gets him loosely is Carter Biggs. Crossover dribble outside the arc, Ryan Tracy. Nearly stolen by Carter Biggs. Picked up in the front court by Jackson Money. Overhead pass to get to Grady Carpenter. Working against Grady is Logan Nelson. And we're in a cross-court pass. Too tall to handle for Nolan Swan. 36.1 left here in the third quarter. 52-37. Back in the ballgame for the Blue Devils is number 5, Sam Quigley. Taking a breather is 23, Jackson Money. Be brought in from the backcourt, Carter Biggs on the dribble. They're across the timeline. 30 seconds left. On the dribble, behind the arc, Carter Biggs works it around the perimeter. Amari Sutton on the dribble. They get it back. Sam Thurston, spin move at the elbow, right side, back to Amari Sutton. 18 seconds left. Works it right side, testing hands briefly. Grayson Miller. Now go baseline drive, Carter Biggs, cut off of the baseline by Nolan Swan. 9 seconds left. Third quarter. Crossover dribble. Outside the arc, there's dribble in. Two-point shot in the air. Rims off. When you go for Carter Biggs. Rebound secured by number 32. And I couldn't get it. That was Amari Sutton. It'd be a blocked shot. in the book, recorded for Grady Carpenter. At the end of the third quarter, we'll mention Chippin' Blue Devils, 52, Western Panthers, 37. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by The Floor Store at the east edge of Tipton. Stop by, look around. Their showroom may leave you speechless. You may find shopping online isn't really necessary when excellence is required. We are just, I should say they are just east on 28, just beyond the car dealerships. They're located 1003 East Jefferson Street. And yes, Jefferson Street, State Road 28. Same road, a different name, Tipton, Indiana. That's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan, they'll lend a hand when they can. They'll also support your choices along with your decisions. And I will mention, they also support the hometown kids. That's the blue and white. We'll also mention the floor store, 1003 Jefferson Street. Tipton, 765-675-3230. That's east on 28, 765-675-3230. So fourth quarter, getting ready to begin. Good ball game in the works right here. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, but there'll be another game this evening. And they got a curriculum. They got a list of schedule here. And they're running a pretty good tournament here at Clinton Central. They ran a good tournament last year. This tournament a little bit different in running the tournament this year. Quality school system, Clinton Prairie. And we wish the best for each young man and young girl going to school. So we're going to work it in the front court. Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs got top of the basketball. He'll dribble right side. Outside the arc, chipped away, going to be stolen by Jackson Money. Going back the other direction, he'll go off the grass. Two-point shot wouldn't go. Put back is good. Grady Carpenter going to get the bucket, and he'll shoot one. 54-37. Grady Carpenter at the foul stripe, shooting 65%, and that's in 8 games. He's 26-40. And now 27-41. 3-point play good for Carpenter. 55-37. Blue Devils in front. 7:37 left. We're in the fourth quarter. Outside the arc, 3-point shot in the air. Sam Thurston, 3-point land. Right elbow extended right there in front of the Western bench. 7:25. Going to work it right side of the basketball. Sam Quigley. Out top and moving around. Grady Carpenter. We're going to end this Nolan Swan. He'll go across the paint. Turnaround jumper. Didn't take the shot. He passed off. Baseline going power layup is Jackson Money. Credit the assist to Nolan Swan. 7:07 on the game clock. 57-40. Blue Devils by 17. Out top of the basketball. Back pedal dribble. Carter Big. Hesitation dribble. He'll go in. Right-handed layup wouldn't go. Coming down with the rebound is Amari Sutton. And tying up the rebound up tall is Grady Carpenter. Going to be a jump ball, alternate possession arrow, going to give it back to Tipton. Ride the bucket on the baseline, Ryan Tracy. With the inbound, he'll bring it to the timeline. 6'4" senior. We're going to ride side of the basketball. Sam Quigley working in the paint. Ryan Tracy back to Quigley outside the arc. Quigley bounce pass, Jackson Money in the paint. Dribble once, outside, inside out play, 3-point play, rims around, wouldn't go for Sam Quigley. But Nolan Swan right there to get the putback. 59-40, Blue Devils in front. 6:27 on the game clock. On the dribble, Amari Sutton. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, good. Credit that bucket, Logan Nelson, a bit of a fadeaway from the left elbow extended. 6:14 on the game clock. Cross court pass, Sam Quigley. Quigley across the lane, pass it back out. Well beyond the arc, Jackson Money will dribble right. Give it back to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter being guarded here by Logan Nelson somewhat closely. He's administering the count. They'll pass out of it. He'll get it back to Ryan Tracy. Out top, Jackson Money. To the corner, Sam Quigley. 3-point shot, rims off long. Rebound, Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs is 5'10". He's a sophomore. We're going to back out top with the basketball. Sam Thurston. Back to Amari Sutton. Straddle the 3-point line. Back to Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs. He'll dribble in, be guarded there by Ryan Tracy. I mean, it's different than Heights going up for the shot right there with Carter Biggs. And it'll be a foul whistle. They're going to say that Ryan Tracy got part of the body on the way up, would be my guess. He did block the shot, Carter Biggs. That shows no fear. So 59-43, 5.5 minutes left. Carter Biggs going through the foul stripe. Carter Biggs, 64%. That's in 8 games. First shot up and good. I can't let's say 8 games. I didn't check this morning. They may have 9 games up now. Maybe so. Well, Michigan coming out of the ballgame is Amari Sutton. Also exiting the ballgame for a moment is Grayson Miller. So Hudson Biggs on the floor, Sam Thurston, Aiden Quillen, number 1, Carter Biggs, and number 20, Logan Nelson. That's for Western. The dribble through the timeline. On the dribble crossover, look, Jackson Money, I stop, works at right side. Now behind the arc is Ryan Tracy. Works at left side behind the arc. See him quickly. He'll dribble in. Lost the handle. It's going to be a reach-in foul. Reach-in foul to cause the ball to go out of bounds. They're going to whistle this foul on Western. So minimal fouls here so far in the third quarter. And I'm looking across this. I see Derek Davis leading his team probably to a locker room discussion. Clinton Central. We're going to have top of the basketball. See him Quigley. We're going to work it right side. Going to dribble in to stop and pop a shot short off the rim. When he go, that was Nolan Swan. Rebound putback is good for Grady Carpenter. 61-45, 16-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 4:52 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, Carter Biggs picks up the dribble. And working behind the arc, Aiden Quillen. Aiden Quillen, short off the mark, nearly got another three. Got a step further than the last time. They'll get the rebound. Credit the board, Sam Thurston. Moving it around into front court, Carter Biggs on the dribble. Ryan Tracy going to guard him. Going to go shot for Carter Biggs. Just outside the paint, couldn't get it. Thought he might have absorbed a foul on that shot. To the front court, over a cross-court pass, Grady Carpenter. Sam Quigley, off the glass, layup, going to get the bucket, and he'll shoot one. The foul's going to be whistled on the Western Panthers. It's going to be the double check there, but that's a foul strike. It's going to be number 5, Sam Quigley, 4:21 left, fourth quarter. Quigley will get one. 3-point play opportunity, rims off, when go reader. Rebound, Carter Biggs. 4:17 on the game clock. We're going to see the front court. Hudson Biggs. He'll dribble in and go off the glass. Try to get, you know, glass. Left-handed floater in the paint. That was Hudson Biggs for 2. Hudson Biggs averaging 7.6 a game. He's near there now. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Going to be the last touch off the foot of Jackson Money. Jackson Money went up with a shot. Got deflected. Came back down off the foot, rolls out of bounds, going to belong to Western. 4 minutes left, halfway through the fourth quarter. 63-47. Sam Thurston tosses it in. Carter Biggs lets it roll a bit, picks up the basketball, crosses the timeline. He's in the front court now. To get the ball back from Hudson Biggs. Free throw line, lost the handle, regained it. Outside the arc, Sam Thurston. 3-point shot is good. Sam Thurston outside the arc near the corner. Left corner baseline. Going to be a timeout called. I believe Western called the timeout. I had his coach, Cameron Bennington. Cameron Bennington, he's got a couple of brothers. Younger, one of them is on the bench right there. And yes, both of those brothers, pretty darn good players. Right there at Twin Lakes High School. So we'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. At the south edge of Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza, you can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. That number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So, first horn sounds, 3:44 on the game clock, 63-50, Western cuts the lead to 13 here in the quarter. You know, they're going to inbound the basketball. It's going to belong to Tipton, right to the bucket on the baseline. It's going to be brought in by 11. Ellen Swan into Jackson Money. You're going to walk it to your timeline. It's going to be picked up by a trot across the timeline. Picked up loosely by Carter Biggs. Pretty good matchup. Now Carter Biggs are playing the zone out top. Working the back and forth. Seeing him quickly left side. They're working in to Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, they're working in the paint. Shot off the mark. Window rebound put back is good. Credit the bucket. Grady Carpenter. 65-50. Blue Devils in front. 3:17 on the game clock. Outside the arc with the backboard. Carter Biggs works the left side. Hudson Biggs. Aiden Quillen is going to take a shot. Three-point shot. Right elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Grady Carpenter, long pass to the front court, Nolan Swan, in the paint, turnaround jumper, Nolan Swan short off the mark, rebound, Jackson Money. Back to Swan, Swan back pedal dribble behind arc, working right there, working against him is Aiden Quillen. Deep in the front court, right there in front of the scores bench, he'll work it left side, he'll dribble the paint, he'll bring it back out, kind of lost his footing, and reset the offense. He'll dribble in now, we go outside the arc, Jackson Money. We're going to Ryan Tracy briefly in front of the Blue Devil bench back to Jackson Money. We're going to get him, Carter Biggs. 2:33 on the game clock, fourth quarter. Here at Clinton Central, game number two here in the Holiday Classic. Working in the paint, going to go off the glass. Two-point bucket, good. Left-handed layup, Nolan Swan, 67-50. Back to the front court with the basketball, Hudson Biggs. Hudson Biggs going to go outside the arc, Carter Biggs. We're going to get it in, bounce pass, going to work it in. Hudson Biggs off the glass, couldn't get the shot to go. Trying to get the basketball. This is Nolan Swan picking up the basketball with that left hand and throwing it off of Hudson Biggs. Goes out of bounds, belongs to Tipton. Hudson Biggs going to take a breather. Aiden Quillen going to take a breather. That's for Western, back in the ballgame. For Western, number four, Grayson Miller. And I'm going to cross the timeline with the basketball, Jackson Money. In the right side of the basketball, Ryan Tracy. Out top, number five, Sam Quigley, moving the basketball around the perimeter. Jackson Money goes through the lane. He'll work it down low. Outside the paint, Ryan Tracy. It's going to be a near steal in the backcourt, and it will be. They'll push it up ahead. Carter Biggs off the glass. Credit that steal at half court. At number four, Grayson Miller. Grayson Miller, same class as Carter Biggs, sophomores. They'll work it in the front court. It'll be a reach around. Reach around Sam Thurston on the dribble in the front court near the Blue Devil bench with Jackson Money. Reach around. Going to be a foul whistled right there on Western. They're going to pick up their fourth foul here in the fourth quarter. Taking a breather for Tipton is number 12, Ryan Tracy. Ball brought in on the dribble across the timeline, Nolan Swan. Going to work it back around. Landon Spidell back in the ballgame, where's number 21. Going to work it down low. Amari Sutton in the ballgame. For Western, down low, swift pass to the baseline, Grady Carpenter, going to be last touched by Amari Sutton. Amari Sutton going to inbound the basketball. They're going to roll it. They'll pick it up right there. Let the roll picked up right there by Carter Biggs, the point guard. They'll work between the legs. They'll dribble in. They'll absorb a foul. They're going to give him the bucket. And rightfully so. Carter Biggs. So Carter Biggs going to go to the foul stripe. Opportunity for a three-point play. Going to whistle his foul on Tipton. Two fouls thus far here in the fourth quarter for Tipton. We're going to see a new member of the Western Panthers ball team in the basketball game now. We're going to see number 35, I should say first time in the ball game, Bryson Rucker, a 6'3 sophomore. So three-point play is good. Then we're going to see the front court. Spread that three-point play for Carter Biggs. Way to down low off the glass. Two-point bucket. Good for Landon Spidell. Credit the bucket assist from Nolan Swan. 1 minute left. 69-55. Blue Devils in front. Outside the arc on the dribble. Also with the ball game for Western, number 5, Bridgley Seacree. 5'8 junior. Bridgley Seacree. That's a common name. A familiar name. I say, well, I think he played pretty good minutes on that game on 3 weeks ago on the 8th of December. So inbound the basketball in front of the Western bench. It's going to be Carter Biggs. So get in to Amari Sutton, back to Biggs. Biggs being guarded right there. Double team. Now you switch off. Ryan Sam Quigley. Back pedal. He'll take a back pedal. He'll be a fadeaway in the paint. About a 14-footer. Where'd he go? That was Carter Biggs. Rebound Jackson Money to the front court. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan regathers the basketball to get it back Dale Lowe to Landon Spidell, couldn't get the bucket. Back the other direction, Logan Nelson in the paint. Just spin move right there at the glass, right-handed layup is good. 69-57. To bring it in, Nolan Swung and takes to the front court. He's working right there against Grayson Miller. 15 seconds left. We're in the fourth quarter. On the dribble, Nolan Swan. They'll work it right side. Right deep, Jackson Money. Jackson Money with the basketball being guarded there by Carter Figgs. They'll go top of the circle. Sam Quigley, 2 seconds, 1 second, and a good hand clap for a good ball game. So we thank you for tuning in. We'll mention Blue Devils will play this evening. I believe it's an 8 o'clock ball game. We'll double check. You might check the website. We do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention next game on the agenda for the Western Panthers. Panthers are going to play next Tuesday. It's going to be January 2nd, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Western Panthers will be at the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Check the website. Make sure that's correct, but I believe it to be true. And the Tipton Blue Devils after this tournament tonight, 8 o'clock game, I do believe, is going to be next Friday. It's Friday, the 5th of January. McConaughey Braves will be at Tipton. Do battle with the Blue Devils. 6 o'clock in a 7:30 ball game. And again, we thank you for tuning in. We thank cooperation from both schools. And until then, later tonight, about 8 o'clock, at 7:45, we'll see. But tune in, you can listen to the ball game. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning. Okay, right now, we're going to talk to head coach Bennington. To a Cameron Bennington. I'm sure you were an athlete, sir.
Yeah, I was. I did. Back in the old days of swim race, but it's a little different to be a coach now.
Well, you handled your guys pretty well. You had some sophomores. You got Amari Sutton in there. Got a couple of big guys because their name's Biggs.
They played well today. I thought our kids battled and then played really hard, and we kind of survived a really bad start, getting down 9-0, but we responded well, and we competed the whole way, and that's all I can ask.
Carter Biggs, I remember him from a year ago. He came in playing time. He earned that playing time, and it's paying dividends.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job as a sophomore point guard running the show for us. He's spent a little time in the weight room and gotten a little bit stronger, too, and that's helped him when it comes time to get downhill and play through contact. He sees the floor really, really well and had quite a few assists tonight.
You got Nathan Quillen. He had a spot reserved for three-point land.
Yeah, and Aiden did. Aiden hit a nice three there in the first quarter to kind of break the ice for us and get us going, and then he shot the ball really well all year, so we have something we need him to continue doing.
You got a tradition over there at Western. Every sport, I mean, you guys have tradition.
Yeah, that's one of the things I like about the school is that everyone takes pride in the academics, but also the athletics there, and the tradition of excellence and winning is something that we hope we can live up to.
I mentioned Mr. Hyman, a graduate from Western, probably easy to work with.
Yeah, Mr. Hyman does a great job. He's a great athletic director. I really enjoy getting to work with him and talk to him on a daily basis. I couldn't ask for any better.
How about having your brother on the staff?
Yeah, no, having my brother on the staff is really cool. Basketball has been something we've done as a family, and it's cool to continue that tradition now as coaches.
Starting quite good from big brother.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe I'm learning some from him, too. But I enjoy it. We see the game very similar. We grew up playing this together, so it's really fun to have him there with me.
But you're a genuine man. I appreciate your hospitality, sir.
No, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Also post-game, we're going to talk right now with Coach Alec Weddle. Alec Weddle, also the middle school athletic director. Alec Weddle, I tell you what, that game was up and down the floor, and Western played pretty well.
Yeah, they're usually a pretty solid team. They're coached really well. I like their offense a lot, and it gave us a lot of trouble, especially when we're switching out on shooters, getting all confused and not contesting them, and they were hitting today and kept the game close.
So, well, I don't know how many years it was. Talk about hitting. Hitting shots from three-point land in overtime at Marion High School, yourself, Mr. Weddle. That was a shot heard around the world.
Yeah, that was about 7-8 years ago now. It's crazy to think about that, but it's just little things like what we were doing a little bit that got Quigley going again today off of a really good game yesterday. Just you're driving, kicking, finding the open guys, and similar to that, 7-8 years ago for myself as well.
Someone can knock out the home team where they got to kind of govern the rest of the tournament, but not be in it.
Yep, it's the way it's going to be pretty tough challenge. Homeschool is an interesting team. We'll have to do some deep diving on them. So one more to get the job done, but I think we're capable of doing it.
I'm talking about the Noblesville Homeschool. Well, Tony said that they're a team and they're good.
Yep, they got a couple really solid players. They can all shoot the three, similar to Western. So it's going to be a really good challenge for us and something we haven't really seen yet. So.
9 o'clock start tonight.
8 o'clock start, yep.
Hope to see you there. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.